You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, listen, before I let you go, I also wanted to talk to you quickly about Origin. I see Freddie Fittler has been chatting, and he's basically talked about the whole Tier 1, Tier 2 nations and Origin eligibility. He's basically said, look, if you grow up in either New South Wales or Queensland and go to high school there, that means you've been nurtured by those systems, and it doesn't matter who you play your international footy for, you should be allowed to play Origin. I know that he's probably got a horse in this race and this goes in his favour, but it does kind of make sense, and it would get rid of all that tricky eligibility chat, wouldn't it?
It makes perfect sense. I endorse it 110%, not only for the fact that it means that we don't have, you know, someone like a Victor Radley who's elected to play for England and therefore won't be involved in Origin moving forward, or a Jason Taumalolo who's decided to play, you know, initially for New Zealand and then switch over to Tonga. I think we want the very best players available for State of Origin. I think the days of State of Origin being a selection match for the Kangaroos are well and truly long gone. And State of Origin, you know, it lives on its own. It's very unique in sport and what it represents. We want the very best players out there. But then I think also importantly, we want to actually see a spread of talent at an international rugby league level as much as players want to. So we don't want a player electing to play for Australia or electing to play for, you know, a Tier 2 nation instead of another Tier 1 nation just so they remain eligible for Origin. We want players playing for whichever country they are eligible for and they want to play for. And we know there's a lot of players in the NRL and in rugby league in general who have multiple cultures as part of their heritage. And I think it's great that they can have the opportunity to represent more than one of those cultures, by playing, say, State of Origin and representing the state where they've grown up. And the criteria's got to be pretty strict, right? I think we've seen, you know, you have to have played rugby league in or for your state before the age of 13, which I think is a pretty good mark. But we'd love to see those players still feel like they could represent a New Zealand, an England, a Samoa, whoever that might be, without compromising their Origin selection chances. We also know that players playing Test footy for Tier 2 nations are getting far smaller match payments than they are if they play for a Tier 1 nation. And maybe this is a way to, they can still get those big Tier 1, all those big match payments from State of Origin while still playing international footy elsewhere. I endorse it wholeheartedly. I couldn't be more supportive of it.
Yeah, good stuff, Pete. Hey, listen, thanks very much for your time, mate. Go well, and we'll catch up with you again soon, eh?
Good on you, mate. Chat soon. Hooroo. Yep.
Hooroo. Pete Fairburn there with us from Across the Ditch, now working with the Queensland Reds. Has had jobs with the Rebels, Melbourne Rebels, before as well, and was actually the Rugby Union Player Association media guy for some time. So it's pretty close to pro sport over there, and has some interesting insights as well. It is 16 away from 11 here on SENZ.